16. Rach, Manella, and little Bellis were waiting at the spaceport. The hypership was preparing for liftoff, and the three had already checked their baggage. Rach said, "Dad, come along with us." Selden shook his head. "I cannot." "If you change your mind, we will always have a place for you."
"I know it, Rach. We've been together for almost 40 years, and they've been good years. Dawes and I were lucky to find you."
"I'm the lucky one." His eyes filled with tears. "Don't think I don't think of Mother every day."
"Yes."
Selden looked away miserably. Wanda was playing with Bellis when the call rang out for everyone to board the hypership. They did, after a tearful last embrace of Wanda by her parents. Rach looked back to wave at Selden and to try to plant a crooked smile on his face. Selden waved, and one hand moved out blindly to embrace Wanda's shoulders. She was the only one left. One by one, through his long life, he had lost his friends and those he had loved. Demerzel had left, never to return. Emperor Cleon was gone. His beloved Dors was gone. His faithful friend, Hugo Amaryl, was gone. And now Rach, his only son, was gone as well. He was left only with Wanda.